Okay, so yesterday we dealt with the whole issue of the women throwing the candy from the stand from the women's section. Today we're going to deal with another aspect of that scenario. You know, you see, sometimes you go to a lot of the shuls. What happens? Starts to get around chamishi shishi time. Groups in the youth department starts packing into shul because they know what's happening. They know that it's a prime time right now, right after Shvi or right after the Torah. It's a time to collect. So the following shiloh came to Rav Zilberstein. Said there was once a father in shul, and one of these shuls happened to be, they had an ufra for bar mitzvah every Shabbos. I once davened in this Hasidic place in Yerushalayim. Mamish, there was three or four ufras that Shabbos. So you can imagine, a big shul like this literally had an ufra for mitzvah every Shabbos. And this kid decided, you know what I'm going to do? One or two candies doesn't do it enough for me. You know what I'm going to do? Every Shabbos, I'm gonna bring a little Ziploc bag from Gourmet Glide or from mayonnaise, whatever. I'm gonna get like a little bag, and I'm gonna collect all the candies after Simantov Mazdov, put all the candies in, and then I'm gonna sell it. You know, and I'm gonna make a business out of it. How did the father realize this? Because one time the kid came over from after Shacharis, the father said to him, like, why do you need a bag? He said, well, you're gonna have all that candy. Is that for the rest of the kids and the family? He said, no. Me and my friends started doing. We started selling 10 candies. 10 candies for 2 or 3 shkolim. We almost had over 100 shkolim. This kid's like 4 or 5 years old. You know, he's a big entrepreneur. You know, he signed this guy up for Goldman Sachs or something like that. And the father turns to him and said, you know, it's very nice that you're able to do that. But, you know, they might be doing business on Shabbos. So he comes to the observers and to ask him, is his son allowed to do this whole collecting on Shabbos? I know it doesn't seem so apropos, but if you ever younger, if you remember in you and your younger stage, I mean, at least I was a, you know, sometimes you see like these fathers box out also, and they blame it and say, yeah, I'm getting it from my kids. And meanwhile they're Yikum Perkon, they're popping it in their mouths, they're giving it to their kids. So he comes to observancy now to ask him is it allowed? So he gives two reasons why it would be allowed for the kid to be able to collected on Shabbos. So the first reason is the following. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down Simon Shin Vav Sif Aleph. The pasuk says Mimso Chavatzecha, that you have to, that your Chavatzecha assume that your objects, the things that you possess on Shabbos, is also to have to do business with, right? Afilu B'davar She'en Osa Shu Malacha. Even if you're using that thing and you're not even doing work with it, right? However, the Mishnah Berurah says a klal here. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Isur Zeh Shayach. Shulchan Aruch is only saying that it's also to use things that's recognizable that you're doing it for business purposes. But if I see a kid on shul on Shabbos collecting, you know, collecting with his little Ziploc bag, it's not nikar that he's doing it, right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kigon she'ome etal sadeh atzricha charisha uksira." Right? If you're standing by your field and then you want to make sure the plowing and the harvesting gets done, that's nikar that you're doing it for your parnasa, because, right? It's nikar if you're an accountant or if you're a lawyer and you had these papers and you're starting to darshan, that's nikar that you're doing it for your business. Shenikar she'omed sham kedei la'ayin b'tzarchei nechasav. It's recognizable if you're standing by the field or you have your law books out or whatever. It's nikar that you're doing it, and that would be usur, right? But here are basakov, but thoughts of doing business like this kid, you know, he's whatever, he's preparing for the week, it will be mutter. Oh, so now Rav Zilberstein says, oh, don't we have an isur of preparing for the week on Shabbos? Aren't you not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do something on Shabbos to be able to prepare for the week. So maybe this kid shouldn't be allowed to be able to collect everything. And he said, he quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chav Av Sif Yudav. A second reason why he would be allowed, it would not be this concern of being a tircha for the week. It says, Shemutar la'adam lishbach mayim al yirakos tulushim b'Shabbos kidei shelo yichmoshu. Shulchan Aruch says that a person is mutter, it's mutter to be able to pour water on vegetables that are already torn out of the ground so they don't get rotted. I'm not saying to do this at home, because, you know, once you tell a kid that he's able to water plants on Shabbos, so it's going to be all torn out, not torn out, whatever. So isn't that an Isra of Achana, right? Isn't that an Isra of Achana that you're planting them? So Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal Tanya says the following, Kevin Sharuyim Hayarakos Hayom La'achilis Kol Adam. Because the vegetables right now that are torn out are able, they have the potential already to be eaten today. When you're watering it, you're not, because they're already ready to be eaten, there's no visible thing that you're doing it for the week. No, you're able to eat it today. When a person sees you doing that, he doesn't think that you're doing it for the week, and therefore, because it's not nikar that you're because it's not nikar. But the first reason the Shulchan Aruch says that you're doing it for business purposes, and the second reason of even you think that maybe it's a tercha for the week. No, it's not a tercha for the week, because right now the vegetables or the fruits you're able to have today. Right now the kid can have the candy today. Right, you don't know that he's saving it for the week. He's able to have this whole business. So now the next time you go in shul and you see these kids packing up all their Ziploc bags, you'll be able to say, oh, the Rizobrazin has a whole tshuva on that. Ezra Shemesh Mizocha for them to be able to collect their candies on Shabbos and be happy Jews. Shkoyach.